Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Shay and Shah podcast. So, we're back for another episode. We dropped our first episode this week.
Yeah, we really
It was
did.
A whole event. Like, we were up. We're still new to this. So we're trying to figure out how everything works. We were literally up after Fajr, like, going back and forth. Like, oh my gosh, it's not working. I don't know. Can you see it? Can you go check if it's up?
Yeah, but my Wi-Fi was trash.
Yeah.
It was bad.
But we made it up. I actually didn't look at anything because I literally, like, we posted everything and then I left and I went to work and I didn't check anything till I got back home later.
Wow. Yeah, no, I was trying to check socials and stuff. But Apple, we have beef.
Yeah, that's why we're not on Apple Podcasts yet, because they won't let us.
Yeah, maybe it will be by the time this episode is, but hopefully. How do we make a new Apple account?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh, brand new. Even the email that we use is fresh, never been used before. And they're going to tell us that our account has been denied.
It was like your request has been denied.
They deleted it. How? What did we do? We didn't do anything.
Yeah. So if you're trying to watch us on Apple Podcasts or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, it's not our fault.
They
won't let us.
Oh my, subhanAllah.
We tried many times. So today we're going to be talking about holidays and celebrating holidays. It's like that time of year where I feel like Muslims in general go a little crazy, like talking about all these holidays. I feel like it starts like from Halloween to Christmas. I hear this conversation happen a lot about like celebrating holidays and is it permissible, or like people who work in corporate, like, can I say Merry Christmas to my coworkers and stuff like that.
Speaking of holidays, this Monday, I think they have a national holiday, and I don't know if I have work or not. I gotta go check that out.
Is it Columbus Day? What is Monday?
I thought it was, like, President's Day, or... No, not President's Day. I don't know, girl.
Yeah, I really don't keep up with these holidays.
Oh, I work in corporate. I have to. Because, baby, that means gotta go into work. It's Indigenous People's Day.
Oh,
I think that's a little lazy.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Because how will you give them a day where you're also celebrating a colonizer?
Right.
I think you should just remove Columbus Day altogether.
Yeah. Or like you're going to give them a day in October, but then November you have Thanksgiving. Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's very shady.
And people don't actually get off. A lot of people don't get off for Indigenous People's Day. Like, it's not a big one. Like, I still have, like, people still have school and stuff. Yeah. Maybe, I think in corporate it depends. Like, it might be different, but.
Yeah, that's like university shady.
Yeah, it's a little bit silly.
Yeah, but my favorite thing, I'm not gonna lie to you, as someone who doesn't celebrate the holidays that are not Islamic, I enjoy the breaks. I really
do. 100%. I love the long breaks.
I love the week long, month long, day long breaks. I take it. I don't even need to celebrate. I just don't want to be there.
I think that's one thing I'll miss about not being in school anymore. It's like, you don't have a month off for Christmas anymore.
Man, I'll be holding on to my week like this. I'm not kidding. I'll be holding on.
No, I definitely agree.
SubhanAllah. Yeah. But that's a credit I'm going to give these holidays. I love when September hits. I'll be like,
I agree. It's really, I think this time of year is when you have the most breaks. Especially like being in school is like, we have fall break, and then we have Thanksgiving break, and you have Christmas break, and it's really nice.
Yeah, because that period from, like, February until, like...
It just be one go.
Not even May.
No days off, nothing.
It's just go, go, go.
I hate that so much.
When January is over, I literally start getting anxious. Like, this is so sad. Like, I won't get another break until May, and it's just one day.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is for May that we don't have work. But
is it Labor Day or Memorial?
You know your holiday is.
The only reason I know that is because that's when the ICNA conference happens.
Oh, and you be going, you be getting lit. Okay.
That's the only reason I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
When you said you like the holidays, I thought you were just going to say you like the vibe of it. Because I do too. Like, genuinely, like, I like that fall, winter season, like the long nights. It gets dark early. I do like the feeling of it, even though I don't celebrate.
I like the sun. So,
yeah, I do like the sun, but sometimes it's nice.
Yikes.
To be fair, I think I enjoy it because I'm in school. Like, for me, I do like those, like, the fact that the nights are long. It's fun to, like, be in the library or be studying and like have just so much time to do your work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be different if I had a job and like I'm leaving to go home and it's dark. I don't know.
No, even when I was in school, I hated the long nights.
Really?
Yeah.
I just be feeling like it's so fun because I'm like, dang, I just did so much stuff and it's only 6 p.m.
I will say, not gonna lie to you, I love praying early.
Yes. It's so satisfying
praying early, because for me I'm like not an anxious prayer, but I hate leaving a place if I haven't prayed yet. I feel mm-hmm. really really guilty, and like it should being at 10 p.m. sometimes you just gotta
it's hard. Yeah.
You just want to go to bed.
Yeah,
not gonna lie to you, stuff for a lot
because it just makes the day feel really long.
Yeah, because you'd be exhausted but you don't want to,
and just like, waiting like on the prayer.
Yeah, and people be like, you have until like before Fajr to pray, or I'm not waiting that long.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm so sorry. I used to think after midnight.
I thought it was midnight. I don't know why in my head, like, which I know that's like a man-made time.
Right. But I literally
in my head, I'm like, once midnight hits, I have to pray before it hits the next day.
Yeah. And I remember someone telling me, like, no, you have time to pray. And I was like,
I did not know that.
I was like, that feels like a sin, but you go ahead. I'm going to pray, though. 30 minutes. That's what I'm giving it. I'm giving you 30 minutes.
That's hilarious.
You know you have 30 minutes? 30. Yes. But, so, before we even get into, like, the celebrating of holidays that aren't ours,
mm-hmm.
we can talk about holidays that are ours, right?
Yeah.
So, Islamically, some people consider Ramadan a holiday, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's technically considered a holiday.
Or Jum'ah either. I don't know about that one.
Yeah. SubhanAllah. But
it's a holy day.
It is a very holy day.
I don't know about holiday.
Like, literally, I feel like Jum'ah, sometimes some people, including myself, don't give it the credit it deserves.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because it comes every week. It's something that happens so often that it can get lost in the sauce for people, especially mm-hmm. as women, since, like, the prayer isn't mandatory like it is for the men. Like, men, like, women, you can't go every single Friday.
Right.
And so sometimes I just sit there and be like, wait, like, this is kind of a beautiful day. Like, everybody's so calm. Everybody's reading their Quran and everything. And some people even go, like, have breakfast with their families
after. Yeah. I feel like growing up for me, Jum'ah was, like, a fun day because, like, that's when my parents would go, like, get all the groceries for the week. So it would be, like, a little event, like, parents would get groceries, we'd always get food from out because, like, I would be like, since we're getting groceries, I'm not cooking today.
That is so
it was, like,
cute.
A cute little, like, I feel like I always had good memories about, like, Jum'ah. Even though I didn't go to prayer because, like, I was in school and I was a kid, I never went. But it was always, like, a good day.
Yeah, mashallah. And, like, you're saying, your parents made it, like, a whole event for you guys. Basically, I think that's kind of where, before we get into the history of some of our holidays, I think that's where we kind of do a disservice to our younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give our holidays as big of a hype as other people give theirs.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's so sad because, like, you could easily make these holidays, like, something a kid can look forward to for years and years and years. But some of us were just so caught up and so busy with life in the West or et cetera, our jobs, that we don't even give time to the children.
Right.
Yeah, subhanAllah. But
we'll circle back to that once we discuss what Eid actually is.
Yes, perfect. So our first Eid is Eid al-Fitr. And Eid al-Fitr is a celebration at the end of Ramadan. And Ramadan is that time of the year where Muslims fast from food and drink from sunrise to sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, just because you're refraining from eating, like, you got, like, people are, like, on their A game during Ramadan, especially in the evenings,
mm-hmm.
and you're worshiping. It's literally a month dedicated to worship.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us, the biggest desires that we worship is literally food. Like,
mm-hmm.
we overconsume so much. And so, and not just food and water, you also, like, fast from.
It's like anything else you can consume. So with your eyes, with your ears, what you're saying, like, mm-hmm. all of that.
Yeah, and so people usually use that as a time to, like, reflect and work on their characters and work on things they're struggling in faith-wise. And then at the end of those long, like 29 and 30 days of just constant worship and ibadah, we get a celebration, and it's called Eid al-Fitr. And there is a prayer like during Eid al-Fitr where you go in the early, early morning times, or some people do in the afternoon too, I've seen.
Really?
Like 1 o'clock prayer.
Dang, that's kind of late. Yeah, usually it's like between the hours of like 7 to 9.
Okay, maybe I'm lying then.
But I'm sure some places pray probably later.
No, because I was like, because I'm used to going at like 7 a.m. Yeah, but then some people are like, I'm praying at 10, 11. My dad makes me go to
the first prayer every year.
Hey, he onto something, baby. You trying to pray. It hits different when you go to the first prayer. It does.
It's really nice to go early.
Yeah, but disregard that 1 o'clock. I might be tripping. It might be like 10 or something or 11.
Even that feels late.
To me.
Yeah.
Because we'd be forced to get up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Our dad's on it. My dad like, be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Like, when we're done with the prayer, the sun is getting up there, you know?
Yeah. SubhanAllah, we going outside driving in the dark. Yeah. But you go, you do a prayer, and then people usually go home and they have like a light breakfast or something. Because for Eid al-Fitr,
I always mix up which one is which.
You have to eat before. You know how I remember you fasted for 30 days?
Right. So it's like you have to break the cycle.
Yeah. So you have to eat first.
Like you have to acknowledge that we're no longer fasting.
Exactly. So you eat first, go to your prayer, and then people come back and usually do something light, like a dessert or something.
Because like usually before prayer, it's like when you eat, it's just like, you know, you can even just drink water, have some dates, something light, just to like acknowledge that we're Allah commanded us to stop fasting.
Yes.
Allah's Ramadan's over. We're not fasting anymore. Yeah. So like drink water, do something before you head out.
Yeah. And that one is one of our celebrations. So Eid al-Fitr is like the very well-known one because it marks the end of Ramadan.
Yeah.
You want to do Adha?
Oh, yeah. And so then it's approximately a month and 10 days after is Eid al-Adha, which signifies the sacrifice that Prophet Ibrahim made when he, it was a dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he had a dream that he was supposed to slaughter his son Ismail, and out of obedience to Allah and Allah's command, like he was going to do it. And then Allah instead sent down
a lamb.
Cow.
It was a lamb.
A lamb. A lamb for him to slaughter instead. So Eid al-Adha is all about sacrifice. And so that Eid is like, you, if you have the ability to, obviously.
Yeah.
But you have to sacrifice something of some sort. And so usually, again, it's the same. It kind of looks the same. You know, you have your Eid prayer in the morning. You pray 2 rak'at to Eid prayer, then followed by a khutbah. And then afterwards, usually the families sometimes go. A lot of times, it's like the men who go. Like in my family, like usually my dad just goes. And they'll get either a goat or a lamb or a cow or whatever to slaughter.
And then you give it to the community.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to.
So it's like
to.
You divide it up. So like some portion goes to you and your family. You share some with other family, to your neighbors, to your community. Some people do like overseas too.
Yeah.
But you know, like it's important to like focus on the people directly around you first before you go like further out.
Yeah. Because selflessness is a big theme for both Eids. Because Eid al-Fitr, you give also a type of charity that's like recommended within each home. I remember when I first learned about that,
I was like, I never paid that day in my life. And I told my dad, he's like, no, I pay it because like you're still like, you know.
And I was like, and I remember
I was like just missing out on doing stuff I'm supposed to do.
No. My dad told me about it. He said, I remember he just randomly told me one day, he was like, yeah, it's this much for every person in the house. And I was like,
hey,
I was like, I'm not a man. But I literally never knew about that. I was like, for years, you've just been paying thousands of dollars. We have a big family.
Yeah.
And so I was like, for years, you was just paying this? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, am I getting sins? I don't know.
No, for real. Stop. I was like, dang, I just been racking up these sins.
Right. I just walking around.
Walking past the donation box every time.
With my pretty little outfit, talking about some quick. All time I got to give. But like our Islamic holidays, they really do focus on being selfless.
Yeah.
And so like even amidst the celebration, you're still trying to like stay grounded and humble and things of that nature. Because if you think about it, both Eids, they come after like days of really good worship. Because Eid al-Adha
happens during, missed that out. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Eid al-Adha happens during Dhul Hijjah.
Yes.
When people are gonna
season.
Be Yeah, exactly. And so those first like 10 days in Dhul Hajj, those are such beloved days.
Mm-hmm.
And like people really up their game during then as well. Like if you As Muslims, we have so many opportunities to like cleanse our palates. What is it called? Like basically like start anew. And we need to just take advantage of those days.
And isn't it like if you fast the day before Eid al-Adha, it's like you and your fast is accepted. It's as if you wipe the sins of your previous year and your coming one as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So subhanAllah, take advantage whenever those days do come. But And then have you ever had anyone fast Ramadan that wasn't Muslim with you before?
No.
Really? I've had two people. And I feel so bad. One of my friends, Ramadan came and went, and homegirl fasted like a month or two after still. Because I didn't tell her
it ended. Stop.
I didn't tell her it ended. And she just kept going. And I was like,
Miss Key.
I was like, girl, you didn't want to ask me? Like, what's going on?
She and never like hit you up and was like, hey,
baby, she wasn't that hungry then, I guess, because the moment Ramadan ended, baby, I was on my A game. What we eating today? But her, I remember telling her, and I was eating, I think we were on FaceTime, and I was just eating, and she was like
looking like, what are you doing?
What you doing over there, girl? And I was like, what you mean? And she was like, isn't it Ramadan? I said, what are you talking about? It ended like a month ago. And she was like, what?
Crazy.
And she kept fasting, though, because she was like, it's really good for me.
Really, yeah. Fasting is really good for your health, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a time.
That's funny.
I literally forgot to tell her. And which is another thing, like, a lot of non-Muslims are, like, trying out fasting.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a big discipline
mm-hmm.
for 30 days, 29 to 30 days. Like, it's a big discipline.
Yeah, I think it teaches you that if I'm able to control what I'm putting into my body, I can control so much more. I feel like Ramadan is, like, you learn so much about, like, your own self-discipline. And it teaches you that, like, okay, like, I actually can stay away from the things I should be staying away from. And I can do the things that I need to do. This is like throughout the rest of the year, like, you guys, fasting outside of Ramadan is so hard.
The like, Monday and Thursdays.
They wipe me out. Like, when I fast Mondays and Thursdays, I'm like, nobody call me, nobody text me. Mondays and Thursdays, I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going home and that's it. But, what was I saying?
Fasting outside of Ramadan is hard.
But yeah, it just teaches you so much about, like, your own discipline and, like, I think the reason we love Ramadan so much is because it's like you're doing what Allah created you to do.
Yeah.
Like your whole life for those 30 days revolves around worship instead of the opposite way around, right? Like throughout the rest of the year, it's like I'm living my life and I'm going to school and work and then I'm like fitting in Islam into that. Whereas in Ramadan, it's like I'm fitting in school and work around my Ramadan schedule. So I'm like, okay, well, I committed to myself that I was going to read X amount of Quran per day. I'm going to do these certain prayers and do these adhkar every day in Ramadan. So that means I need to schedule when I'm going to do my homework, or I need to schedule when I'm going to do this or that or the third.
Yeah,
which is like, I don't know. It's like, that's what we were created to do. And that's how we should be living our lives throughout the whole year, not just Ramadan.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful because even like, our holiday, like just mindfulness, and because we were talking about how for the Eid prayers, the khutbah is like a lot of people don't listen.
Yeah,
and it's because us included. Please, 100%. Like, don't sit up here and think we're saying y'all need to get it together.
No,
we need
it
to
wasn't
get it
even
together.
Till recently that I learned. Like, similar to how in Jum'ah prayer, the khutbah is like the other half of your salah, so you're not supposed to be talking. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be focused, paying attention.
No hugs.
You shouldn't even pick up your phone. Like. Some will even say, like, you're not even supposed to come into the prayer room and say, like, salam alaikum to everyone. Because, like, you're focused in that moment. Because that's, like, the other half of your salah, you know. At Jum'ah, we only pray two rak'ahs. So your other half is the khutbah. And it's the same for Eid prayers. Like, that khutbah is not a optional thing. It's, like, you have to sit and listen to the khutbah. But unfortunately, as Muslims, like, I've never actually heard the Eid khutbah in my life. Like, even if I sit and try, I can't hear it. Because once they say salam alaikum, everyone's up and talking and like greeting each other, which is nice.
Hey,
but, like,
girl!
Yeah, which is nice. Like, I love that, the community feeling of Eid, but like, we should also try to remember that our khutbah is just as important as our salah.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably going to be one of those things that maybe it's easier like in a smaller scale, like masjid or something.
Yeah, I agree.
But where we go, it'd be like the whole city there.
Right. Like where we live, we don't, our masajid don't do their own Eid prayers. It's like
a few do.
Some of them do. But the a few of the masajid also like come together, put their money in, and they just rent like a huge space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like,
which to be honest, I prefer, because then I see all of my friends. Like I see people from every masjid. Like I get to see everyone at once. Yeah. Instead of like going to a specific masjid and only seeing like certain people.
Yeah, but it's at the cost of our khutbah, which is so insane.
Which sucks.
Yeah, because I be hearing sometimes the imams be like, guys, please listen. And I'm just like, I'm trying, but.
Yeah, like they'll even try to say, like, you guys have to sit, like, this is not over, like, you need to listen to the khutbah. But...
Yeah, people putting on their shoes. They're ready to go, honey. Mm. They're ready to go eat them cookies, eat them sweets.
No, for real.
Visit their families. SubhanAllah.
I think this is a perfect segue into kind of talking about some of like the do's and don'ts of even just celebrating Eid as Muslims. So clearly, do listen to the khutbah. Yeah. It's important to try to if you can.
Yeah.
You know, like even if like something I did this very last Eid, because I never usually like, after a while I get fed up and I get up. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys, because I can't hear anything. I don't know what's happening. And like the men's side is like, it's such a huge venue that like the men's side is so far away. You can't really see much. But this last Eid, like, I actually sat, even though I wasn't hearing anything, I was like, you know what? I have to at least do my part of this, trying to. I could pick up, like, every couple of words.
Do wear a really good fit. Do take a different location from, because it's the sunnah for you to, like, go one way and go back home a different way.
Yeah. Kind of going back to what you were saying about the wearing a nice fit, though. With that in mind, I think it's so important to remember, like, and this is, like, something big for me, too, is, like, yes, it's Eid, yes, celebrate, yes, have fun, but also don't overdo it, because it's, like, you're kind of contradicting what we're trying to do in the first place anyway. Like, the important thing is, like, Eid, at the end of the day, is about sacrifice and, like, obeying Allah and all that. And so, over-consuming or spending a lot of money on an expensive outfit and stuff is... maybe you kind of lost the plot a little bit if that's what your main focus is.
Yeah.
And this is big for me too, because I was the type who, like, I was like, every Eid I need a new outfit. Like, I need to wear something new every single Eid. But that's not really what matters. You know, like, yeah, have a nice, fresh, clean outfit. Something that you feel good in, that looks nice.
But if you have something laying around.
Right.
Because last year, that's what I did. I think I did not buy a single outfit from last year. And then actually this year too, the first Eid, the one I was able to celebrate, I also just found something in my closet that's just been there for a long time.
Yeah.
That I never gave any attention to, and I really liked it.
Yeah. Or something I do is, like, I'll wear the same abaya from previous Eids and just get, like, a nice hijab each time.
Yeah.
To put with it, you know? Because that's not really what matters. Because even looking back, I don't look back at my outfits. I look back at, like, the things I did.
Yeah.
Or, like, hang out with friends and stuff.
Yeah. I need to do a better job of making Eid special for my siblings. We've been trying slowly because there isn't much to do here.
Yeah.
Like, just the same generic things. And I don't want to be in an overcrowded area. I can't. That's fair. Love kids. But I'm sorry.
Can I tell them about that one Eid?
Which one? You tell them, because I don't know what you're talking about, baby.
There was one Eid we had, like, a big, like, breakfast at our masjid.
Oh,
like, they put on, like, this huge breakfast. It was like 500-600 people, and me and my friends were helping, like,
that's a lot of people,
prepare the food and stuff like that. Like, we were serving, and I told her to come and I'm looking for her, she's not there. So I think I texted her and she's like, can I be honest, I'm in the car, but there's too many people here. I'm gonna go home. She left.
Girl, I went in, I went right back out.
It can be very overwhelming.
Yeah, I was overstimulated.
Yeah,
like, I literally, and I remember I was with my siblings, and they was like, we want to stay. And I said, baby, we not stay. You can stay and find a ride home. I'm going home.
Oh, that's funny.
But may Allah reward you guys, because they peeled a lot of eggs, you guys.
Yeah, it was crazy. We were here till like way past midnight, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Boiled eggs, bro, peeling. It was like 500 boiled eggs that we peeled.
Who even got the money for 500 boiled eggs? Do y'all know how much
the masjid? No, the masjid took care of everything. They were like, we just did some of the prep, and we decorated it a little bit. But that was it.
Wow,
it was such an eventful Ramadan and Eid.
May Allah reward you guys, because like the youth taking charge in something like that, that's really beautiful, because you guys were like, no, we used to get this, so we're going to give it back. This is why we should try to foster so much like good things for 100%. Our young kids, because they'll keep it going.
Yeah. And it makes me so sad when I see like the younger generation, like just say like, oh, Eid is so boring.
Yeah.
Because that was not my experience as a kid. Like me, alhamdulillah, like my mom was the type who like, she did the most. Like she, every Eid, like she would go all out. Like we would wake up and like she would have like stayed up overnight and like decorated the whole house. Mashallah. And like she would wrap up our gifts and like put them on the table, and like we would never like touch them until we came back from the Eid prayer. Mm-hmm. Then she would let us like open up our stuff.
Allahumma barik, your mom.
But,
like
she would go all out every year. So like, alhamdulillah, and I feel like that's a huge reason as to why like me and my siblings never really cared about celebrating other holidays, because like Eid was such a big deal to us, and my mom made it such a big deal that like I didn't worry about other stuff. It was like, oh, we got Eid. Like Eid is gonna be fun, so I don't need to worry about Halloween and all that stuff, you know?
Yes, that's really, tell your mama to give me the blueprint, because I need it. But there was something that you said, like even when we did like the candy thing.
Yeah,
because when we were younger,
we should talk about that.
We used to get like toys. Yes. I don't remember it, but they always tell me it was crazy.
Like it was not people just giving you little pieces of candy. Like we would get candy, we'd get toys. Like, and it would be the masajid who would like, I think, put money in, and like they would just buy a bunch of like toys for the kids and hand them out. And it wasn't anything super big either. Like
no.
One year they were handing out like packs. You guys remember Silly Bands?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like packs of Silly Bands. Like little Barbie dolls and
stuff
like
they
that.
Were cheap Barbie they dolls, would break, but to us they were
within the, by the end of the day, but it was so cute, you know?
But to us we were like, yes,
yeah,
toy.
It was just something, you know,
exactly
to like make them excited. Yeah. But yeah, you should talk about the candy thing you did.
I remember, was it this year? I think it was this year.
It was Eid al-Fitr, right?
Yes, it was Eid al-Fitr. So for Eid al-Fitr this year, earlier this year, I was like, I miss when they used to pass out candy. Mm-hmm. And I think they still did, but it wasn't the same as they used to when we were kids. Like, I feel like as a kid, I remember getting like bags and stuff like that. And very grateful for the candy that is given out. SubhanAllah. Yeah. I just never did it. And I never really, I never really gave much thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I was like, you know what? I kept asking some of my friends and I was getting like yes, no-ish answers. But like, it was those like answers that are like, yeah, we should do it. But not like, yes, we're gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting there and I was like, I need to stop relying on the answers of others, because I really want to do it. And it doesn't seem like anybody else wants to do it as deeply as I did. But I was speaking to Sister Shai. I spoke to her and she was like, yes, I'll help you pass it out. That was like the biggest deal for me, because I was like, I'm going to get a little shy and anxious and I'm not going to feel motivated if I have to do it by myself. But her being on board for helping me pass it out, and me, I was like, okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, like, shopping for the candy was so much fun. Like, wrapping the bags. I don't even remember how many bags it was. Wrapping the bags, all of that. I was carrying this big suitcase. And there was a brother who helped me carry some of the candy to the building. And I don't know who he is, but may Allah reward him.
Amen.
Because that was a big help at the time. I literally was like,
how are you going to get these up?
I was like, this is kind of heavy. And I decided to leave the rest of my family and I ditched them. So I had to carry things by myself. And I was sitting there. And then, like, the kids came. We were setting up. The kids were going back and forth. Some people, over consumerism, maybe I shouldn't snitch on these kids, but there was a kid that, like, stole 3 bags or so off the table. And I was just looking like, what about everybody else?
Yeah. But, yeah, no. Whenever they would be like, can I get more than one? I'm like, no, we have to save some for everyone else, too.
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought we made too much candy, but then I realized that was only the first prayer.
They do like 2 prayers, right?
Yeah. The one our dad dragged us to. But wallahi, that just made me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a good day for us.
Yeah. You guys, when she says candy bags, in my head I'm thinking, yeah, put a couple of little candies in there, call it a day. These were huge. Like each one had like 10 pieces of candy in there, maybe more. Like
it was
a lot. And it was like unique candy too. Like you got like candy from like the Mexican store and stuff like that, so it was like very fun and different stuff,
because I wanted to avoid the brands that we were boycotting.
Smart.
Yeah, so I was like, I haven't heard anything about the Mexican candy brand, so that's that's what they're gonna get. If you're allergic to chili, maybe don't touch this. But the thing was, like, community and all of that like went into it, because I had some help with paying for the candy. Like I literally just posted a story and people were sending me like, I literally was like, even give me a dollar and I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And people genuinely donated to me. And I really appreciated that because that helped a lot. And then like I had a friend donate some bags that she had sitting around. And then on the day of Eid, when we were like, oh, dang, maybe we don't have enough bags of candy. Mm-hmm. There were other people who were also making it, but like they were too scared to like pass it out in the building. So they gave it to us and we were just giving it to the kids. And that was like,
that was really nice. Like some people would come and be like, oh, I also made goodie bags. Can I just, because we had a table set up in front. And so they'd be like, oh, I also made goodie bags. Can I just leave them here and you guys pass them out to the kids?
And we did. Yeah. Like it was amazing. I loved it. Allahumma barik.
I remember we even took like, there were so many, we even took, we split it in half and we took some to the brother's side as well. And they put it out on the table there too.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. But the girls definitely got the majority of it.
Period.
Alhamdulillah. Hey.
Yeah.
But yeah, like just simple things like that to make Eid special for kids. Because to us, it's like no big deal. But to them, they were like, I love the prayer because because kids, candy is their life.
Right.
Like, candy is their life. Like literally, and like just little simple things.
Just making Eid fun for the kids. Like. Yeah. And I feel like I wish Masajid would be more lively on Eid day too.
Yeah.
Like for me, a big part of Eid also was like, we would go to the prayer, go home, like get our, look at our gifts and stuff. But then it was like, we would immediately come to the masjid and we would just be chilling at the masjid for a few hours. Because our masjid used to do like Eid breakfast every, like without fail, every single year after Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, they'd have like a huge breakfast at like 10, 11, like once both prayers were finished. And we would just come. And it wasn't even for the food. Like, it was just, like, very basic, like, you know, Arabi breakfast foods.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't anything special. But it's, like, we just come, see everyone, like, hang out with our friends, literally just kick it for a few hours at the masjid.
Yeah. I've spent, really like, nice. A couple of Eids with you. I think maybe two or three.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised by it. You're, like, I think you're the first friend I've spent Eid with. Because usually I'm usually with my family. Yeah. We usually spend time with our family. Our masjid, they do like this carnival thing, which I've seen, like it's chaotic, but the kids love it.
It's
like
fun, yeah.
The masjid be packed, but at the end of it, you just like, can I do this another year?
Yeah.
They be everywhere, subhanAllah, which is beautiful. I'm not
it's
complaining.
So nice, yeah.
It's just like how taxing it can be. But then if you think about it, like it makes the kids really, really happy.
Yeah.
So it motivates you to keep
it's
going.
It's like worth it in the long run too.
Exactly.
You know?
We had one where we had prizes and stuff like that, and it was really, really nice. I feel like just simple things.
Because
it's simple to us, but to the kids, it's grand.
Right. And it's like we can't expect, like, you know, to not want your kids to celebrate things like Halloween and, like, all these other holidays, but you're not making a big deal of Eid for them either, you know?
SubhanAllah.
You have to like, give them an alternative as well.
Yeah, exactly. But we were supposed to do do's and don'ts. What's another don't?
Don't oversleep and miss prayer.
For Eid al-Fitr, there's one like that I know we all probably did at some point, but if you gave something up in Ramadan and you gave it up for the sake of, you were just gonna say that?
No, I was gonna say don't go text back that person that you shouldn't be texting.
Oh wait, they'd be like, yeah, let me take a break. I thought those were just me.
If you had to stop talking to someone in Ramadan, you probably shouldn't be talking to them anyway.
Yeah. I literally thought those were just memes at first.
No, that's real.
But
keep going.
But like there are things that if you were able to give it up, because they say it takes 30 days to break a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were able to live without it for those full 30 days, go ahead and proceed for the next year. How about that? Because how is it that for Ramadan the whole year or the whole month you were able to give up like music or something and then it ends and all of a sudden you're like party in the USA.
Yeah.
Inshallah, you'll be able to give it up.
Yeah.
For the remainder.
Yeah.
Because it do be hard because sometimes it's really easy. Like Shaitan, he be working hard that first day he let out. He be working hard, honey.
I see a lot of people like on social media talk about how they struggle to wake up for Fajr at 8 morning every single year without fail. And that shaitan put it in overtime.
You know what's so crazy? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. But I feel like in the past, I've even kind of forgotten. And then I come back and I'm like, wait.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's shaitan, man. maybe I just blame everything on Shaitan, but it really does feel like that.
He's your biggest Ramadan,
you're like boom, boom, boom. You're on your A game. Everything's good. Eid comes and boom, you're off.
Don't let your biggest op win, bro.
Yeah. I think that's what works for me a lot, too, is because I operate out of spite. So when I'm about to do something I'm not supposed to do, or when I forget to do something I should do, I'm like, I can't let him win.
He gonna mock you on your
absolutely own not. Absolutely not. Imagine him sticking his tongue out at you as you're sinning. Exactly. That's what I imagine. I imagine Shaitan mocking me as I'm sinning. Like, screw you. I'm not doing that.
Right. Not for you, honey.
Right.
But
yeah, no, that's a really important one, because like, it proves to you that you can do it. And like, not just that, but you can have a good quality of life while doing it, because you're not in Ramadan for the most part. Like, sure, you might miss that thing or that person or what have you, but it shows you that you can still have a great quality of life while obeying Allah.
Subhanallah, that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I think that's all we have on Eid. Yeah. So now we can kind of talk a little bit about navigating non-Muslim holidays living in the West.
Yeah.
I don't know, what has your experience been with that? Because for me, like I said, my mom, she, alhamdulillah, like, she made such a big deal of Eid and stuff that I never really cared too much about, like, celebrating other holidays.
For me, it was more so, because I, let me try to pull up a Christmas tree in the house.
Right.
Girl. For me, it was even less of them making it special and more so as a kid, I just knew we weren't supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped that I went to a school that was full of, like, diverse amount of people,
mm-hmm.
and specifically Muslims.
Yeah.
Because it was like we were all in it together. Like, yeah. We're not celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, the few kids that are good for you, like, we don't care what mm-hmm. presents you got, because we excited for Eid, because
mm-hmm.
I think the school, so many Muslim kids go there that on Eid, they would have to close the school because nobody.
That is so cool.
It was a flex for us. We was, wow. Like, baby, we're not coming for 2-3 days. Bye. Like, goodbye. Have a good day. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
that is really cool, though.
We used to look forward to it. We'd be like, hey, you got to come to school. That's not us. So
funny.
Right. Because we would be like, on your holiday, we're not here. Mm-hmm. And on our holiday, you here. And so,
yeah.
I believe there were some years where they would, like, close the school because. Every
too many grade, kids are gone.
Right. Every grade would have like 5 kids there, if that.
Wow.
And so for us, it was just like our holidays are coming and it's mm-hmm. lit because we get new outfits.
Yeah.
We get to do this and this and that. And so that community aspect of us being together and being like, we don't celebrate this really made it really important for us.
I need to see Eid be like a national holiday in every state. Like, everyone should have that day off.
Yeah.
Regardless of,
you know, people are gonna fight it though because it's an Islamic thing and it's like, hey, you know what,
it's like, bro, why are you fighting a day off? Be for real. Like, for me, they could come up with a new whatever holiday, I don't care. Am I getting the day off?
Right.
Let's do it,
man. Give it to me. I don't care what we celebrate.
Let's celebrate hands? Christmas even more. Give us a month and a half,
man.
Like, come on.
But I don't, yeah, that's nice that I missed that break.
That's really nice.
You get to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. That during that whole break, but what were we talking about? I forgot already.
Like, how you navigated like non-Muslim holidays.
Yeah, like, and then for me, it's like adults justifying these holidays,
like, and Muslim adults.
Yeah, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I know the background of it, but my intention is, at the end of the day, you're still celebrating something you're not supposed to be celebrating."
Right.
No one is saying you need to go up to your neighbor's house and cut down their lights. No, that's not what we're saying. But don't go out of your way to try to participate in activities that you know are specifically for this holiday.
Right.
Because I think one that gets murky is like Thanksgiving for some people, where they're like, oh, I just want to spend time with my family. You should.
Do it. Because you have the days off, right?
Yeah, you have the days off. But like,
you don't have to cook a turkey, though. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, there are literally traditions that are specific to that holiday and you're justifying it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? And then like, you're like, oh, it's just free candy. It's trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You're no trick-or-treating. Oh, it's just the tree and I really just like the lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's associated with this holiday of Christmas, and specifically Christmas is such like a crazy one because we know what it's for, and then people will try to justify it by saying some of the people who celebrate aren't even Christian. They just like the decorations. We're still not supposed to follow and copy the non-Muslims as well. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because there's a difference between like doing things that are blatantly tied to that. And then things like, if you're like, oh, this kind of hot chocolate only comes out during Christmas time and I just really like it. Sure, why not? Go buy that hot chocolate and have it. But it's different between being like, well, I really like this tree up in my house.
Yeah,
in like December.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
That's different to me.
I've heard some people say the New Year tree, and even then, like those holidays are not, that's not an Islamic New Year.
It's not.
That's number one. Like for sure. That's not the Islamic New Year.
Yeah.
And then like we have our set holidays, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our set holidays, and you celebrating anything outside of that, it's like,
right,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but when you said tree, have you seen the Muslim trees?
Yeah, the, oh,
like the crescent ones?
Allahu Akbar, I think I've heard.
I've seen it real? Muslims, yeah, like, put them up around, like, Ramadan at any time. And I'm like, why does it have to be a tree, though? You know?
Subhanallah.
Like, decorate your house, by all means, for Ramadan and Eid. I think that's really nice. But we don't need to take everything and then just slap Muslim on it or mashallah on it and then say it's Islamic, you know?
I'm sick.
Because that's actually
crescent moon.
Yeah. Mm. It's like a tree in the shape of a crescent. I was like, that's actually silly.
I like how you say silly. Whenever we're talking, we don't mean to come off as harsh.
No, not at all.
Just like honest with this part, because we do have our holidays, and all of our holidays have like really, really important meanings to our faith.
Yeah.
And to like disregard them for a holiday that isn't even ours.
Right.
From nations that don't even respect us.
It's yeah.
Like a little sideways glance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's even like some holidays within Muslim tradition that we probably shouldn't be celebrating. Like, I know recently the Mawlid just passed, like the birth of the Prophet.
Yeah, I think he was celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, something I think about a lot, I think I don't remember who it was. It was in a lecture, but they were saying, like, do you guys think if it was actually something we should be celebrating, wouldn't the Sahaba have been doing it?
SubhanAllah.
Like, after he passed, you know? Like, if there was benefit to it or, like, something good from it, like, the companions would have been celebrating his birthday, but they weren't.
Yeah. I remember having a discussion with one of my friends. It was less of a discussion. She wasn't hearing it. But I was talking with one of my friends, and I was telling her, because I have some friends that I'm like, Allahu Mubarak, like, these people, they know the deen, like, they seem very, very religious, obviously, and we all have our shortcomings. I have, probably have more than you do, whatever the case may be. But I remember, I saw her talking about celebrating Prophet, no, I think I made a post, and I was like, why are we celebrating his birthday? We're not even supposed to celebrate ours, subhanAllah.
Right.
However, she swiped up. She was like, no, he was such a great person. Of course, we're going to celebrate him. Like, da-da-da, ru-da-do. And I just remember sitting there, and I was like, sideways? Because, like, in culturally, like, in a lot of people from where I'm from, they literally do celebrate it.
Oh, like, no, same. Normal. Like, overseas, like, I spent the Mawlid overseas one time, and it was, like, a week-long thing.
So
they have a carnival. They have, like, even certain like candies and stuff that they'll only sell during that time of year, like to celebrate his, that are associated with the Prophet's birthday. Like, they don't come out any other time of year. Like, it's a whole event at night. Like, they do it for days on end.
That's, and I just remember sitting there, and I was like holding my chin, and I was like, subhanAllah, no, like, you're lying to me. Yeah. I will not be tricked. Mm-hmm. You cannot trick me. But subhanAllah, like, she was dead serious, and she kept going back and forth with me. And I was like, this is just what I know. I'm not telling you I'm smarter than you. I'm just telling you we're not supposed to do it.
Right.
And I would just rather not do it. Like,
because
even if people are uncertain about it, I'll just not do it.
It's,
like,
it's better to just stay away from stuff that's like a gray area, you know?
I don't even think this one is a gray area either.
Not, I don't think it is either. But like, I think because it's not clearly like halal, haram, it's, you know, it's best, it's just questionable. I think at best it's questionable.
But you won't catch us.
No, you won't.
SubhanAllah.
And like, going back to, she was saying like she did it because she, you know, that's the Prophet and we should respect him and stuff like
follow
that.
Follow his sunnah.
Literally, follow his sunnah or send salawat upon him. Like, there's so many other things you can do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you don't need to celebrate his birthday.
Mm-mm.
Because I don't think he would have wanted us to celebrate his birthday.
No, because I feel like people sometimes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should have very big love for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like some people are almost like, it feels like worshiping him when you're doing his birthday.
Like idolizing.
Yeah, subhanAllah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who
right
deserve, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day,
stay away.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, there's a reason that Allah sent us the Prophet as a human being and not an angel or something like that. Like, he's a human being like you and me at the end of the day. Yes, he's the best of us. Like, he's the greatest of mankind.
We can't touch him. No. SubhanAllah.
But he is a human that we can relate to in that sense.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of my sisters, she turned around to me and she said, what's a Maulid? And I told her, and she said, yeah, I knew we're not supposed to celebrate that. And I said, some of your friends is doing it, huh? She was, I don't remember what she said.
When I was overseas, like, my cousins took me. I had no idea what it was.
You thought y'all was just getting lit.
Yeah, bro, I found out. And I was like, isn't this, like, bid'ah?
And then you was in the corner all of a sudden.
I was like, this feels really haram to me being here.
You were like, I gotta go buy some milk.
I wasn't even really, like, practicing at that time. But I still was like, this kind of shaky, you know?
Yeah.
But
like, you just feel it in your spirit. There are some things that you're just like,
this is weird. What you mean, like, this is for the Prophet's birthday?
Did he tell you to do it?
Yeah.
Like, girl.
Right.
SubhanAllah. If you want to honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do his sunnah.
Yeah.
There are so many forgotten sunnahs, like
right
clipping your nails on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Things like having to take a shower, like ghusl on Fridays.
Yeah.
The whole going one way, go the other way.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah,
there's so many
prayer or sunnah prayers. There's a lot of people who only focus on the fard. Maybe you can add a sunnah prayer. Like, there are ways to honor his teachings that don't celebrate.
So I kind of want to ask you, because like, you're very much in corporate. I know with like being in school, it's not really an issue when it comes to like holidays and stuff like that. But how do you like navigate that with like being in like an office setting and like having holiday parties and stuff like that? Especially I know like around the holiday season. It really picks up.
Yeah. So I haven't been, alhamdulillah, I haven't been in corporate very long, but it's interesting because last year I literally started working around the time that holiday season starts to ramp up and stuff like that. And I don't really participate in like the potlucks or anything like that because I just want the days off. Just give me the days off, please. Like, I'm begging.
Yeah.
And I think my situation is a little different. Not even unique. I think it's different because I have an option to be at home and stuff. So whenever there are days where they're having their potlucks or their events, where it falls on a day where I'm at home.
Nice.
And I don't require them to add me to anything, but I remember they were doing like birthday shout outs or something, and I'll just be like, hey, don't do me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want you to do me. Please, respectfully, and they won't.
Yeah.
Right? It's like some places, it's like an expectation to where if you don't participate, you're not like a team player.
Yeah.
But alhamdulillah, I haven't really experienced that at my place of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really helps.
I hear that a lot of like people getting iced out because they don't want to, you know, go to the holiday parties or like even like work dinners where like your coworkers are going to be drinking alcohol and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You just don't want to be there.
Yeah. Like, why, as adults, why are you taking offense to what another adult wants to do?
Literally.
Especially for like a religious reason.
Yeah. I agree. And then on the flip side, like, as Muslims, you need to stop caring too much if, like, your coworkers might get offended. That's their business. Why are they taking that personally?
Man, I remember we had a conversation at the masjid specifically where we were talking about, like, clothes to wear to corporate and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they don't know.
They don't know what that looks like.
They don't know what that looks like. We're literally setting the precedent. I'm not kidding. Don't bend yourself backwards trying to assimilate into a culture, especially as an adult where you do have more choices. Like, don't bend your back where they won't go out of their way for you. Like, I literally be wearing my fits and I be calling it a day. Like, hey, like if I one day
this is what corporate looks like to a hijabi.
Right. Like, to them, it's like a pretty dress, but they don't know that I use this to clean at home.
They don't know it's a bati.
They don't know what I used to wear and clean at home. They don't know.
Yeah.
So you have to just be very strong in your identity as a Muslim.
Yeah.
Like, that's really, really important when you're actually like in any point in your life.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it easier when you know who you are because people won't try to sway you. Like, they won't even try you at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, working in corporate, alhamdulillah, it hasn't been hard for me to navigate. I look forward to the breaks. I really, really do look forward to the breaks. Not gonna lie to you.
Man, that's funny. It's funny, like, you be wanting a day off and they'd be like, here's a $50 gift card.
Like, please, like, I don't want to celebrate nothing. Just let me go home.
It's funny.
But what about you? Especially since you go to a school that's interesting.
What she means by that is it's just a very middle of nowhere kind of school. I don't feel like I've ever had any kind of, like, issues when it came to, like, holidays and stuff, like, being in school. I don't know. I feel like professors are usually, well, actually, I've heard horror stories, but my professors are really chill about it.
Yeah.
Well, one of my professors is Muslim, so, like, he's so, like, I never have to say anything to him. Actually, this was, like, a couple years ago. It was Eid, and, like, I literally had a final due the morning of Eid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I was, like, in his office hours the day before. Like, I needed help with, like, something, finishing up something on that project. And he, like, left. And then he was like, okay, good luck with it. And then he left. And then he, like, walks back in the class. He's like, you know what? I don't want to ruin your Eid tomorrow. Just submit it the day after.
Oh, wow. I was
like, oh. Like, so they're very understanding. They're very chill.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
I think I've only had one test interfere. But then it was after Salah. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. Because at first I was like, I don't want to go. But then I was like, let me just get this over with.
Mm-hmm.
I went. I took my test and I went home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was like less than an hour.
Yeah. That's one thing I will say is like prioritize going to Eid prayer and like prioritize taking that day off regardless of how hard it may be.
Yeah.
Like I think it makes me sad when I see a lot of people who still will go to work and go to school and they'll be like, well, Eid is uneventful anyway. Like, let's say it is. Try your best. Like, at least just, even if you're just taking off the morning to go to Eid prayer, like, do whatever you can. Like,
if it would have interfered with the prayer, I definitely would not have gone. But I was like, you know what? It's like 2 hours after.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to take that long. The whole family is sleeping. It's like the perfect time.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to nap sometimes.
Really?
I have to be exhausted to nap.
Those Eid naps are the best.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Eid nap hits every time.
I'm not a big napper.
Dang.
But I always make jokes about, like, when I'm upset or something like that, I just sleep it off.
Mm.
But it's really hard for me to nap because it'll be, like, 10 minutes or not at all. And I'll just lay in bed, like,
what am I doing?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think all of it just goes back to, like, having that strong sense of self and sense of identity. Like, don't let people just assume who you are or tell you who are you. Like, you let them know from the jump, like, this is me. Just lay it out on the table, like.
If you put your Islam first,
others people respect will see that. It. You know, people will respect that. Like,
and those who don't, report them to HR.
Exactly.
Or get them out of your life if you can, because not everybody's privileged to have like a Muslim family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, especially 100%. Pertaining to the holidays. That was a point I wanted to say, but I completely forgot. We recognize that there are some people who don't have like relatives who are Muslim and stuff like that, and it could be really, really hard, especially when you're like new to Islam,
right?
And that used to be your normal and now you have a new normal. Obviously it's going to be difficult. So, and I don't want to feel like we're speaking for people who are in those situations, because we don't have experience with that. We're talking about the people who are born and raised in Islam or have been Muslim for years on end.
I feel like for people who, like, you know, if you're maybe a reaver or something, like, you don't have people around you when it comes to like celebrating Eid, or even like you're more inclined towards other holidays because your whole family is non-Muslim and that's what they celebrate, like, give yourself some grace, because like you can't expect to completely do a 180, you know?
Like, especially during the holidays, especially since like that might be the time you meet your relatives and family times, and kinship is important. So we're not that's trying to speak for you guys. I literally can't speak for you,
right?
But for the rest of you, that goes for the rest of you. No, seriously. Like, if you make your Islam your priority, people not going to check you.
Yeah. No, that's real. You know, people won't mess with you. If you stand on business, people won't mess with you. And if they do, they're going to find out. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you have anything else to add? I feel like we kind of went all over the place, but I hope you guys picked up something beneficial from that.
Yeah, we trying our best.
Yeah,
we doing a lot better though.
Mm-hmm.
And I
slowly
I
hope but surely.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for listening to another episode.
Yeah,
share it with your grandma, your dog, your cat. Except if it's that cat that be jumping all the other cats. Have you seen that?
No.
That cat stands on business. Stand on business like that cat stands on business. That cat's
okay. Bullied. Whatever she's talking about. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, we hope it was beneficial. You know, obviously it's not, these are not things you could change overnight, but it's just important to like constantly reflect as we approach the holiday season, and Ramadan's gonna be right around the corner before we know it. So it's important to start thinking about those things. Yeah. So it's important to start like thinking about that early.
Yeah. I can't believe my e-drip is going to be covered by a winter jacket.
SubhanAllah. Wait, I had this conversation with so many of my friends.
You've had it with me several times.
Yes, you guys remember when we were kids and Eid was in the winter?
Nah, baby.
I remember it because I always remember I'd get a cute outfit and then I'd be so mad because my mom was like, put a coat on.
And you
like,
wear this little Dora purple and pink.
Because I'd be so annoyed that I had to put on an ugly coat over my really cute outfit. And I remember I used to always be like, I can't wait till our Eid. Because you know how it moves every year?
Yes,
I'm like, I can't wait till our Eid is in the summer so I can wear whatever I want. But then, like, by the time it was in the summer, I was a hijab.
Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran.
But, I think I really missed the Eid, I mean, the Ramadan summer combination. That was some good times.
Yeah, like,
it was so nice because no one had school.
After Taraweeh, no, you literally would just go in the air.
We clocked into the masjid at Taraweeh and we clocked out after Fajr.
Man, and like you could go out and stuff because things were open.
Yeah.
But subhanAllah.
Good times.
I think we're going to get spoiled with like praying and breaking our fast at like 5
p.m. Yeah. That's something that's going to be very new, like fasting in such short hours.
Yeah,
we got used to the 16-hour days.
SubhanAllah. Ours is nothing, apparently. There's people who be fasting like 20 hours.
I saw one person, I forgot where they were, but they said they break their fast at 11 and they would start fasting at like 2 or 3 a.m.
No. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It's all for the sake of Allah.
Yeah, but that is rough. Like, you only have like a 3 or 4 hour eating window.
SubhanAllah. Like, what is that?
Yeah. All right, but I think that's all we have for today. Hopefully that was beneficial. Hopefully you learned something. And always feel free to like let us know, like if there's specific things you want to talk about or hear discussed or whatever, let us know.
Yeah. And we're open to discussion. She loves discussing.
I love to argue.
I try to be nice and say discuss.
say what you mean.
I try to be nice, subhanAllah. But thank you for listening to another episode of the Shy and Shah podcast. Mm-hmm. Assalamu
alaikum. Catch you next. Yes.
Go.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bye.